interview, part 2. You are going to listen to the second part of the interview with Armando Perez. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences, 1 to 6, with the sentence endings, A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
How did you travel to the U.S.? How did you cross the border? On your own, or did you have to hire a coyote?
We came to the U.S. on our own with the help of my cousin Chava. I had to leave behind the things I loved most, aside from my mom, my friends, and my football. There were 10 of us who took the bus from Mexico City to Tijuana, a 3-day trip. When we got to Tijuana, we tried to cross the border, but there were too many of us that they caught us and sent us back, so we had to split up. The boys, my brother, cousins, and I stayed behind and slept on the side of the railroad tracks. The Gers, my sisters and cousins, crossed the border on their second attempt with Chafa and then took a plane from San Diego to San Francisco. We tried crossing the border 2 more times unsuccessfully. It wasn't until the 4th time that we were lucky because it was during a change of guards, 5 a.m. We walked for 1 day until we got to San Diego.
Once you had arrived in the U.S., did you have to stay in hiding all the time?
When we were in San Diego, we had to be careful because La Migra was all over the place. We just tried to walk normally and casually so as not to attract attention. We were so hungry that we had to beg strangers for money. We were able to collect $53, but the next morning La Migra caught us and brought us back to Mexico. With the $53, we ate something in Mexico and tried to cross again the next day. We were able to cross on the first try and we walked to San Diego again. We felt lucky though because we met a Mexican family who let us take a shower in their apartment and fed us breakfast. Then we kept on walking and a Mexican restaurant gave us some burritos to eat. After asking for more money from strangers, we were able to stay overnight in one hotel, but the employee told us to get out early because he didn't want any problems with immigration. The following day, we put on some clothes that the Mexican family gave us and took a plane to San Francisco. My cousin bought the tickets for us and no idea was needed to travel back then. To this day, I find it very difficult to deny anyone money or food when they ask for it. I give to anyone who asks because I've been there and I know that it's not easy.
There has been a discussion in the U.S. for some time now on how Hispanics see themselves. As whites? As a minority in the U.S.? As still belonging to the people of their home country? How do you see yourself?
I am a Mexican. I never knew about the word Hispanic until I went to middle school in the U.S. In California, I did not feel like a minority because Watsonville is full of Mexicans, so I felt at home. Here in McLean, Virginia, I do feel like a minority because there are mostly white Anglos that live here. I'm not saying that I have anything against them, but that's the way I feel.
How do you feel about anti-immigrant groups like the Minutemen in Arizona who want to seal up the border and make it totally impermeable?
They want to implement these laws, but they don't want to work in the jobs that we risk our lives to cross the border to do. Work in the strawberry fields, bent over all day long from sunrise to sunset, earning $5 an hour with no insurance or benefits. Work in the canneries, poultry farms, and other agricultural areas. Lettuce, raspberries, mushrooms, things like that. I knew one American who worked for 30 minutes picking raspberries and then stopped and demanded his pay. He couldn't stand getting scratched up by the thorns. La Migra should spend their time trying to catch criminals who hurt other people, rather than trying to catch people who only want to earn a decent living doing a job no one else wants to do. I don't think politicians really want to legalize illegal immigrants for a few reasons. Right now, illegal immigrants have taxes and Social Security withheld from their paychecks. But because they don't have a Social Security number, they never see that money again. If the government legalized these undocumented workers, they would have to refund them what they earned. Also, it would be very difficult to find documented workers to work the jobs illegal immigrants work in, because once they get their papers, they move on to better paying jobs with better working conditions. The jobs that undocumented workers do are really more like slave labor. People don't complain because it's their only source of income, but once they see a way out, they take it.
How did you travel to the U.S.? How did you cross the border? On your own, or did you have to hire a coyote?
We came to the U.S. on our own with the help of my cousin Chava. I had to leave behind the things I loved most, aside from my mom, my friends, and my football. There were 10 of us who took the bus from Mexico City to Tijuana, a 3-day trip. When we got to Tijuana, we tried to cross the border, but there were too many of us that they caught us and sent us back, so we had to split up. The boys, my brother, cousins, and I stayed behind and slept on the side of the railroad tracks. The Gers, my sisters and cousins, crossed the border on their second attempt with Chafa and then took a plane from San Diego to San Francisco. We tried crossing the border 2 more times unsuccessfully. It wasn't until the 4th time that we were lucky, because it was during a change of guards, 5 a.m. We walked for 1 day until we got to San Diego.
Once you had arrived in the U.S., did you have to stay in hiding all the time?
When we were in San Diego, we had to be careful because La Migra was all over the place. We just tried to walk normally and casually so as not to attract attention. We were so hungry that we had to beg strangers for money. We were able to collect $53, but the next morning La Migra caught us and brought us back to Mexico. With the $53, we ate something in Mexico and tried to cross again the next day. We were able to cross on the first try and we walked to San Diego again. We felt lucky though, because we met a Mexican family who let us take a shower in their apartment and fed us breakfast. Then we kept on walking and a Mexican restaurant gave us some burritos to eat. After asking for more money from strangers, we were able to stay overnight in one hotel, but the employee told us to get out early because he didn't want any problems with immigration. The following day, we put on some clothes that the Mexican family gave us and took a plane to San Francisco. My cousin bought the tickets for us, and no idea was needed to travel back then. To this day, I find it very difficult to deny anyone money or food when they ask for it. I give to anyone who asks because I've been there and I know that it's not easy.
There has been a discussion in the U.S. for some time now on how Hispanics see themselves. As whites? As a minority in the U.S.? As still belonging to the people of their home country? How do you see yourself?
I am a Mexican. I never knew about the word Hispanic until I went to middle school in the U.S. In California, I did not feel like a minority because Watsonville is full of Mexicans, so I felt at home. Here in McLean, Virginia, I do feel like a minority because there are mostly white Anglos that live here. I'm not saying that I have anything against them, but that's the way I feel.
How do you feel about anti-immigrant groups like the Minutemen in Arizona, who want to seal up the border and make it totally impermeable?
They want to implement these laws, but they don't want to work in the jobs that we risk our lives to cross the border to do. Work in the strawberry fields, bent over all day long from sunrise to sunset, earning $5 an hour with no insurance or benefits. Work in the canneries, poultry farms, and other agricultural areas. Lettuce, raspberries, mushrooms, things like that. I knew one American who worked for 30 minutes picking raspberries and then stopped and demanded his pay. He couldn't stand getting scratched up by the thorns. La Migra should spend their time trying to catch criminals who hurt other people rather than trying to catch people who only want to earn a decent living doing a job no one else wants to do. I don't think politicians really want to legalize illegal immigrants for a few reasons. Right now, illegal immigrants have taxes and Social Security withheld from their paychecks. But because they don't have a Social Security number, they never see that money again. If the government legalized these undocumented workers, they would have to refund them what they earned. Also, it would be very difficult to find documented workers to work the jobs illegal immigrants work in, because once they get their papers, they move on to better paying jobs with better working conditions. The jobs that undocumented workers do are really more like slave labor. People don't complain because it's their only source of income, but once they see a way out, they take it.